This is Jay Sekulow. President Obama's transition chief says yes to the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to play for just a few moments an interview that I did with Congressman Pence. Congressman Pence has been the leader on the Broadcast Freedom Act. He's now one of the leaders for the minority Republican Party in the House. But in addition to his leadership responsibilities, he was also a broadcaster. But, Stuart, we're talking about a fundamental issue of significant proportions. It's the ability for us to stay on the airwaves with this Fairness Doctrine issue.
Well, absolutely, Jay. And now with this new administration, our voice is more important than ever. Our voice is more important to be heard, for the issues to be aired throughout the nation. So the Fairness Doctrine would really undermine our ability to communicate with our listeners.
You know, the fact of the matter is you didn't have programs like Jay Sekulow Live or Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, before the Fairness Doctrine was lifted in 1987. All of us birthed our broadcasting as soon as the Fairness Doctrine was lifted. If you put the Fairness Doctrine back in, which requires us equal time, can you imagine on listener-supported radio, which a lot of the stations were on our listener-supported, and we appreciate your support for those stations, that those same donors are going to be paying for a 30-minute program by the American Civil Liberties Union?
Well,
but that's what would happen.
Well, it's unbelievable. We have liberals occupying the Senate, the House of Representatives, the White House, and now they want to silence our voice on radio. Jay, we can't let this happen.
No, and I'll tell you something. The nature of the fight on this is significant because it literally is one of these stroke-of-the-pen maneuvers. Now, there's two-prong attack of this. One is we are already looking at litigation that we will file if the Fairness Doctrine is put forward by the FCC. It doesn't have to be done by Congress here, folks. I need to say that. This is not just congressional action. This can be done by the Federal Communication Commission as early as the summer. So, I mean, we're really looking at just, you know, any time now it could be done. As early as the summer, now that President Obama is in and he's got his FCC transition team in place and now the new FCC getting in place, that's going to take a little time for the confirmations. But by the summer, they could be putting this forward. So we have to fight it and fight it aggressively. Now, we'll be joined in a few moments by Congressman Mike Pence. He's number 3 ranking Republican now for the House Minority Party, the Republicans. He's a former broadcaster. He understands the issue, and he's promoting a bill called the Broadcast Freedom Act, which had very significant bipartisan support, Republicans and Democrats, to make sure the Fairness Doctrine did not come back in. That is a way to win this. Bipartisan support, getting Democrats and Republicans on board for free speech and religious freedom.
Well, Jay, this issue is so critical. I mean, I can't really explain enough because of the fact that the change in Washington is dramatic. We already have a liberal media, so they want to cut off the voice of the conservative voice. And they want to cut our voice off by basically making us share our airtime with the other side. So now they'll have their voice heard on all four corners, and our voice will be
diminished. Yeah, diminished and diminished significantly. And that's why Congressman Pence putting forward the Broadcast Freedom Act. By the way, not just Christian radio, affects Christian television. Those of you that are watching us on TV right now understand that this is going to affect Christian television because we launched our first program on Christian television in 1988. The Fairness Doctrine was lifted, and we were able to go in and address these, quote, controversial issues. Here's what we need you to do, folks. This is another battle we're engaged in. It's a battle of a lifetime. I believe we're going to win this. I think we're going to have to put pressure in the courts and in the legislature, but that's where you come in. Everyone that's listening to us, we need you to go to your phones right now. Add your name of support to the bill that is the Broadcast Freedom Protection Act of Congressman Mike Pence. All you do is call our toll-free number. The number's on your screen. You call that number, add your name, and we'll be joining with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans saying we want to make sure the airwaves, Christian conservative talk stays on the air, conservative talk stays on the air, Christian TV and radio stays on the air. It's that critical. They'll tell a pastor that a sermon is too controversial and have to put up the other side of the issue. That could go to as basic issues as the divinity of Jesus and the atonement on the cross. It could be that significant. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. We need the Broadcast Freedom Act passed. 1-877-989-2255. You can also, of course, go to aclj.org, but you go to your phones right now. Add your name of support to the Broadcast Freedom Act. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. When we come back, Congressman Mike Pence.
Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if some members of Congress get their way, Christian broadcasting and the programs like the one you're listening to now will be muzzled. With the new Congress comes a new threat to bring back the troubling return of the Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We have got to stand up for freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about here. This is fundamentally a free speech issue.
Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, legislation that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Welcome back to the broadcast. I don't want to waste any time. Congressman Mike Pence gave a tremendous interview. I thought we wanted to play excerpt from it because the fact of the matter is it is timely today as the language on the Fairness Doctrine is being discussed. A statement, I want you to listen to a statement by Senator Schumer comparing conservative talk radio to pornography.
The very same people who don't want the Fairness Doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
This is precisely the reason why, folks, we need, you heard it from Chuck Schumer's mouth, this is precisely the reason why we need the Broadcast Freedom Act. You go to your phones right now, add your name, 1-877-989-2255. This is the Broadcast Freedom Act, 1-877-989-2255. That number will be up during the program. Let's go to our interview with Congressman Mike Pence. The idea that what is called the Fairness Doctrine might come back significantly into focus. And what that does for, we look at, Congressman, today we look at conservative talk radio, Christian talk radio, all the outlets that we have. They did not exist until the Fairness Doctrine was finally repealed and done away with. So talk a little bit about the legislation and what really the risk is, and we'll also be taking calls from people around the country on this as well.
Yeah.
But this has some real big ramifications for Christian broadcasting and for conservative broadcasting generally.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. And thanks for having me on, Jay, and for all your wonderful
Thank
work
you for doing it.
At ACLJ. We don't have to speculate what American radio would sound like if the Fairness Doctrine was in effect. It was in effect for four decades.
Right.
And frankly, the law, the Radio Act of 1929 that provided the foundation for the Fairness Doctrine regulations, is all still the law of the land. During that 40 years period of time, essentially radio stations were required to broadcast an equal amounts of both sides of political arguments. And being an old radio guy myself, I can tell you, having talked to a lot of people that own stations, during those days, it wasn't that stations that carried Sean Hannity would also carry an Alan Combs. It was the radio stations faced with legal fees, a threat
sure.
to their license, and the rest just said, look, we're not going to deal in political talk at all. And so it wasn't until after the Reagan administration repealed the so-called Fairness Doctrine that we saw an explosion of what is contemporary talk radio, what is Christian talk radio, national programs like this one, and they never occurred under that regulation. And I believe with all my heart, with one appointment to the FCC, the next president of the United States could bring that entire regulatory regime back.
Let's talk for a minute. We've got a lot of calls that we want to get to also, but let's talk about the impact this would have on Christian talk radio, Christian TV. What would be the impact? What do you see as the direct impact of a fairness doctrine on the Christian broadcaster, both the talk radio and television as well?
Oh, it really is. It is amazing, and to think about what the impact would be. I think the practical impact is that hundreds of Christian broadcasters around the country, thousands of talk radio stations around the country, would just change their format. I mean, look, you know these.
Right.
You know these stations. A lot of these ministries out there are,
right.
are operating on a shoestring.
Sure.
They're supported by local churches and grassroots organizations and individual donors. They don't have the wherewithal to be prepared to hire the attorneys and to go to Washington, D.C. and defend their broadcast license. You know, it's extremely—
Because it would impact the—people need to know that. The fairness doctrine would impact the broadcast license.
That's exactly right. If one, here's how it would work. If one person said, look— I was listening to, WXYZ Radio, a great Christian local station. I heard Jay Sekulow on there talking about, traditional marriage
right.
and the controversy in California and the need for a federal marriage amendment. Well, I didn't hear the other side on that station, and the fairness doctrine is in effect, so I'm going to file a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, and that radio station would then have to hire the attorneys. And go and defend their life. It's so important to point out the Red Lion case.
No, it was by the Supreme Court of the United States.
Before the Supreme Court
right.
of the United States was a Christian radio station that lost its license under a fairness doctrine challenge.
Yeah, I think what we need to point out here and point it out very specifically, and I want to encourage everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now to understand what's at stake. I think it's the future of Christian television, Christian radio, and conservative talk. The ramifications of this would be huge. The case that went to the Supreme Court on this back in the 60s, the Red Lion case, as Congressman Pence mentioned, is in fact was a dealt with a Christian radio station that lost their license. So the implications of this are huge. Now, we're trying to gather support for, Congressman, for your legislation. Let's talk about the Broadcasters Freedom Act of 2007.
Yeah, we introduced last summer I went to the floor. Frankly, it was a hurry-up offense. We brought an amendment to the floor that would take the power away from the Federal Communications Commission for 1 year, for that budget year, to use any of its resources to reimpose the Fairness Doctrine. That amendment received over 300 votes, including over 100 Democrat votes.
Mm.
So we introduced the Broadcaster Freedom Act to permanently take the power away from the Federal Communications Commission to ever reimpose the Fairness Doctrine, and quite frankly, the President of the United States has told me and told religious broadcasters earlier this year he'll
sign
the bill.
Yep.
He wants the bill. We have 300 members of Congress who voted to do this in the short term. What we need now is an up or down vote on the Broadcaster Freedom Act on the floor of the Congress, and we have a petition drive underway in the Congress itself to get that done.
Well, here's what we're going to do to help that, and we've been doing this throughout the last several months. We've got the Broadcasters Freedom Act, a petition to support the freedom of religious broadcasting and conservative broadcasting, and we've had hundreds of thousands of people sign this petition. It's going to be delivered to your colleagues, but I'm encouraging everybody that's listening to the broadcast right now to go to your phones, call our toll-free number, add your name to a petition. We must see the Broadcasters Freedom Act of 2007 pass and become law to make sure these programs can stay on the air. And the ramifications go way beyond these programs. I want to get into some of that in a moment. So if you want to add your name and joining hundreds of thousands of people that have signed and support the Broadcasters Freedom Act of 2007, call the toll-free number 877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. We've got to take a stand here, and Congressman Pence has done a great job in getting this legislation forward. We've got calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
Sandra is calling from New York, online too. Sandra, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Sandra.
Whatever happened to our freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and everything else? And there is a knob on the radio and the television set. They don't like to listen to it. Let them turn to something else.
You know, there's a great question. I mean, this idea that you can have federal oversight on fairness, because I had a pastor ask me this question under the Fairness Doctrine. He said, I give a message, and in that message, I'm broadcasting it on television, and that message says that I believe that the only basis upon which salvation can be given is through Jesus Christ. That's now deemed to be a, controversial issue. Does the local station now have to have the authority to have a counter message? And of course, what the caller's saying is there is a counter message, just turn it on another channel. That's
right.
An easy way to handle it.
Right. Well, what's remarkable, look, you and I both know that terrestrial broadcast, particularly radio,
right.
is the signal intelligence core of
right.
the conservative movement and of millions of Christians around this country who want to be politically aware. And the important thing to your caller's point, the fairness doctrine would only apply to broadcast radio and television. It would not apply to the internet. It would not apply
right.
to newspapers. And not that I'm advocating
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
But all of these other choices that exist.
So now they're going to be required to have 30 minutes under a fairness doctrine right. of Americans United for Separation of Church and State or the ACLU, supported by, I guess, the donation support of those that are supporting a listener-funded broadcast.
Well, I keep going, and that sounds ridiculous. And there will be people who will say, wait a minute, Jay Sekulow and Mike Pence, it would never happen. The Red Lion case.
Was that case.
Was a Christian radio station. In that case, if memory serves, the strong believer who owned the station held strong pro-Vietnam War views.
Right.
And someone brought a complaint that wanted an additional half hour of programming to give the anti-war message. He said, that's not going on my religious radio station. The Supreme Court of the United States said to him, by the way, yes, it is, or you're losing your license. And
the Supreme Court said that was constitutional.
They did rule it was constitutional.
Yeah.
And all of these laws are still on
the
books. The next president of the United States could make one appointment to the Federal Communications Commission and bring the Fairness Doctrine back without an act of Congress. That's why Congress this year has to pass the Broadcaster Freedom Act and take that power away from any future administration.
I mean, folks, the ramifications of this are huge. They're significant. The idea that broadcast freedom would be eliminated, the impact on Christian radio and conservative talk and radio would be huge.
We're asking Democrats in the majority who support broadcast freedom to become signers by the 4th of July.
Here's what we got to do, folks. It's critical that we hear from you. You go to your phones right now as we get ready to take a break, and here's what I want you to do. You're going to sign a petition in favor of the Broadcaster Freedom Act of 2007, now 2000, it'll apply to 2008, obviously, and move forward. The Broadcasters Freedom Act is our basis to which we will then eliminate this fairness doctrine. But to do this and to do it appropriately, we've got to hear from the American people on this to get the Congress to allow an up or down vote. Here's the number you call right now, 877-989-2255. Again, for broadcast freedom, make sure programs like this can stay on the air, 877-989-2255. Also, you can sign up online at aclj.org, get updated information there as well. But let me encourage you right now, go to your phones, sign this petition in support of broadcast freedom, 877-989-2255. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if some members of Congress get their way, Christian broadcasting and the programs like the one you're listening to now will be muzzled. With the new Congress comes a new threat to bring back the troubling return of the Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We have got to stand up for freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about here. This is fundamentally a free speech issue.
Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, legislation that will prohibit the return of the troubling fairness doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the fairness doctrine.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're joined by Congressman Mike Pence, a good friend and really a champion for those of us that are involved in broadcasting, because the attack on broadcasting, as we've been talking about, is so significant. Now, Jordan, we're getting a lot of calls. We've got a lot of people been asking about this for months. We get calls almost every week on it. Let's take a few more.
Earl is calling from Washington State on line one. Earl, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Earl.
Yeah, I just want to know if around here the television news stations, a lot of them are Democratic biasness. I was wondering if this doctrine is law, would it force those stations to have to tell the Republican side of things?
Well, in other words, we get a couple of calls like this, Congressman, that say, well, wouldn't the fairness doctrine help because the liberal stations will have to handle the conservative, they'll be forced to put on the conservative position. My statement has been, what's going to happen is none of the positions will be out there. It's going to eliminate a lot of this kind of broadcasting.
Well, that's right. And also, remember, the fairness doctrine doesn't apply to news programming.
Right.
And your caller's right to observe, good heavens, watch the national evening news.
Right.
You pick up the liberal bias. But if they're not overtly expressing an opinion, which you do on this
right,
show.
Right, I do. Right.
With a blood-bought constitutional right to do it. Christian talk radio does it around the country. Commercial talk radio does it around the country. Where there is an expressed opinion commentary program, if the fairness doctrine came back, that broadcast outlet would be required to give the opposite side. Of course, the fallacy of which is, are there just two sides to every argument?
Of course not. Right.
That's why most radio stations around the country, particularly, would look at this new regulation and say, look, we're out. We're just going to run Christian music. We're going to run country music. We're going to get out of the opinion business, and that will impoverish the American political debate.
You know, the fact of the matter is, and you're really so correct on this, Congressman, and that is what's going to happen is they're going to look at this. The legal bills will start mounting. The legal implications of this will start mounting, and they'll just simply make this simple decision. We're not going to put ourselves at risk, so we're not going to run programs like this. And I keep telling people, we started our radio and television broadcasts after the Fairness Doctrine was done away with, no longer applied. There was no way it could have aired before.
Right.
With the Fairness Doctrine removed as an obstacle, we were able to flourish, and now on 950 radio stations, television around the country. But you take the Fairness Doctrine, folks, and you put it in place, this stops.
But, Jay, I have to tell you, and you know my background, we're good friends. You know, I made a living in the 1990s in radio just in Indiana, and I syndicated a little talk show that was on in the mornings on some commercial stations. A couple Christian stations carried it.
Right.
But it was in the immediate aftermath of the Fairness Doctrine, and I'll never forget how many radio station owners and general managers in little towns in Indiana, I would have to hold their hand a little bit and tell them, no, it's okay now to put somebody like me on
afraid,
the air just
right
to express my opinion.
Yeah.
And they would check with their attorneys, and the attorneys would come back and go, no, you can put this Mike Pence guy on the air because we don't have to worry about a threat to our license. You bring that back, and a lot of these small ministries, Christian stations, and small mom-and-pop stations in places like Bedford, Indiana, and Vincennes, Indiana, are just going to say, we're out of the format.
Well, we need, folks, we need your support on this. Jordan's going to let you know how you could sign the Broadcasters Freedom Act. You need to do it right away, because the fact of the matter is we've got to get this legislation through. We need broadcast freedom so we don't have the fairness doctrine basically undercutting everything we're trying to do. Can you imagine 30 minutes of Jay Secular Live followed by 30 minutes of Americans United for Separation of Church and State on a Christian station supported by listener dollars?
What happens, folks, is this show won't be on your Christian station anymore. And
right,
the Congressman's right. It'll just be go back to music or teaching, but we won't be able to talk about issues.
Anything that's controversial.
Controversial. Of course, every issue that we talk about on Jay Secchio Live would be deemed controversial under any kind of kind of legislation like that. But I want to tell you about the two easy ways you can join the battle. First, you can call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call to join this petition, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones. Wade is calling from Indiana on line 3. Wade, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Wade.
It seems to me that you have a group, a pressure group, namely the Socialist Democrats, who are losing the battle for the hearts and minds of Americans, so they want to tilt the game in their favor. They want to cheat.
Well, you know, one of the questions, Congressman, that Wade brings up is, although you do have, and we need to say this, you had 100 Democrats initially sign on to the bill last year. Talk about that for a minute. That was a bit of a surprise, but I guess it was your hard work and efforts that got some Democratic support on that last year.
Well, look, none of the Democrat leadership in Congress voted for our one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. None.
Right.
But a lot of rank-and-file Democrats who very much has been said, who've grown up in the freewheeling, free debate of
sure.
American talk radio, said, no, sure, don't regulate talk radio again. But the Democratic leadership in the Congress right now is not permitting the Broadcaster Freedom Act to come to the floor.
Despite the fact you have how many signers for the discharge?
We have about 200. If we get 218 signatures on the discharge petition, they have to schedule the Broadcaster Freedom
Act. What are we at right now?
For an up or down vote. Walking across the street, I think I'm at about 198 signatures.
Wow.
Virtually all the Republicans, no Democrats have signed the petition yet. I just need about 20 of the 100-plus Democrats that voted for the one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine to sign this petition by the 4th of July, and we will send the broadcaster, we will send the Fairness Doctrine, rather, to the ash heap of broadcast history forever.
Which is where it needs to be, folks. Again, as Jordan just said, 877-989-2255 to sign the petition to urge these members of Congress to discharge this, to allow this to go to a floor vote. 877-989-2255 to sign the broadcast petition, Protection Act petition. Very, very important.
I also want to compliment the caller from Indiana as well.
There you go, of course.
Being a good Hoosier. But I do think, you know, the famous book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, this is the oldest story in Washington, D.C., Jay. Having been unable to succeed in the open marketplace, you have now liberals coming to Washington and saying, as John Podesta's Center for American Progress said, as leading members of the Senate like John Kerry have advocated, they're saying we couldn't win market share and audience in the marketplace, so we want Washington, D.C. to hand us a percentage of the market.
You know, and a lot of these, it's interesting you say that, Congressman, because we were doing some research when we first got involved in this issue, and some of the statements coming out of some of the Senate leadership and the House leadership on this have been very, very troubling. Let me ask you a last question, Congressman.
Yeah.
How important is it, I mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, how important is it for the American people to be speaking to their congressman, to supporting these petitions to get this moving? How critical is it for the American people to take direct action here?
It is the only thing that matters and the only thing that will make a difference. We've been pressing, as you know, Jay, the Broadcaster Freedom Act now for the better part of a year. We are at dead stop, about 20 signatures shy of getting an up or down vote on the floor of the Congress. It will only be if the gale force wind of public opinion through emails and letters and respectful phone calls to their member of Congress that says, look, I want an up or down vote on the Broadcaster Freedom Act. And frankly, there's no better place to do that than ACLJ.org. You all have been in the lead, on the point, in this fight. And those of us that are fighting in the trenches on the floor of the Capitol could not be more grateful. Hearing from your listeners, giving us that ammunition, and having them contact their members of Congress is the only way we're going to get this
done. Folks, this is an effort that we've got to fight, and Congressman Pence was direct with telling you it's time to take direct action here. And I want to encourage you right now to go to your phones as we're closing this broadcast out. Call the toll-free number 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 1-877-989-2255. If you're listening to this program right now, pick up the phone, make the call. It's a toll-free call, so you're just going to add your name to this petition urging the passing, an up or down vote, really, for the Broadcast Freedom Act. This is critical. If you're watching Christian television or Christian radio, listening to it right now, you need to be involved. ACLJ.org. Or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard. Congressman, we appreciate your efforts on this. This is a huge issue for us, obviously. We've got a lot at stake here. And thank you for everything you're doing for not only the folks in Indiana, but for all of us, really, around the country. Thank you very much.
Jay, it's a privilege, and your leadership inspires all of us on Capitol Hill. Keep it up.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Congressman Pence, a good friend and someone that's really done a great effort here. ACLJ.org, or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard.